Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines and the controversy over the Bush administration interrogation tactics for the war on terror will not go away. Today, the latest aspect of the case is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is saying that members of Congress were never informed about certain harsh CIA interrogation techniques on terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere.
We were not, I repeat, not told that waterboarding or any of these other enhanced interrogation methods were used.
Pelosi then elaborated as to what Bush administration officials did tell Congress.
What they did tell us is that they had some legislative council opinions that they could be used, but not that they would.
Bush administration officials have long stated that key members of both the House and Senate Select Committees on Intelligence were in fact kept up to date on interrogation tactics such as waterboarding and other measures that have now been deemed torture by the Obama administration and other critics of the previous president. Pelosi was a member of the House Intelligence Committee prior to becoming a member of the leadership team. In other news today, the top Bush administration officials approved the CIA's use of those interrogation techniques, including waterboarding, as early as 2002. A report released by the Senate Committee on Intelligence shows the decision followed the capture of al-Qaeda officer Abu Zubaydah. According to the report, after the CIA detailed various alternative interrogation methods to White House officials, then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice advised the CIA to proceed with the techniques on Zubaydah pending approval from Attorney General John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft gave his approval a week later. On to the financial front now, and the government's watchdog on the Wall Street bailout continues pushing for full transparency on how federal dollars are being spent. Neil Barofsky, the Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, known as TARP, testified today before the Joint Economic Committee of Congress.
There's a fraud protection. We need to know every detail of every transaction that's going on in these funds that taxpayers are a part of, and that should be publicly reported so all the investors can see and by investors I mean taxpayers can see what's going on.
Barofsky said the Treasury Department continues to resist suggestions to actually demand full details from struggling banks on how bailout dollars are being spent. Late last year, the Bush administration prompted Congress to authorize more than $700 billion in a federal bailout for troubled institutions. Since then, there's been a growing outcry over reports of hefty bonuses, golden parachutes, pricey executive jets, and the sponsorship of lavish corporate retreats. Not to mention the fact that in the first half of the TARP money, some $78 billion of it was wasted. Barofsky says fraud is also a potential factor with this much money and this little oversight.
We're out there. It doesn't matter what the size of the fraud is, whether it's large or small. It doesn't matter where the fraud is committed, whether it's on Wall Street or on Main Street. The federal government stands ready, willing, and able to enforce the laws and to make sure that these folks get brought to justice.
Meanwhile, President Obama is bringing the federal government into another aspect of the financial world. The president today summoning credit card executives to the White House for a face-to-face chat. In his public comments, the president says that he is concerned about arbitrary interest rate hikes, questionable late fees, and confusing statements.
The days of any time, any reason, rate hikes, and late fee traps have to end. All the forms and statements that credit card companies send out have to be written in plain language and be in plain sight.
The president says the credit card market is important, but warned abuses will be curbed. He stressed that his administration will be pushing for reforms in Congress, and of course, he wants additional government oversight.
And more effective enforcement so that people who are issuing credit cards but violate the law, they will feel the full weight of the law.
Members of Congress already ahead of the president on this one. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says there is legislation that should be voted on next week, known as the Credit Card Bill of Rights. She says the proposal seeks to stop interest rate hikes for little or no reason.
It will ban the arbitrary, any time, any reason, rate increases. It will ban these arbitrary rate increases retroactively on existing balances.
The measure is expected to pass the House next week. That then goes to the Senate for consideration, and then the president has said he will sign it. General Motors will idle 13 assembly plants in North America for several weeks each. By the end of July, GM hopes to reduce inventory levels from 767,000 to 525,000. GM North America President Troy Clark says there are several important things to keep in mind during this stretch.
One, we're moving our restructuring deeper and faster in recognition of the importance of getting our business to a viable state as quickly as possible. Two, these are difficult decisions, but necessary in light of today's market and the need to position GM for future success.
Meanwhile, Clark says the temporary closures will not affect the launch of the automaker's new products. On Wall Street today, the Dow finishing 70 points higher at 79.57, the S&P 500 up 8 to 8.52, the Nasdaq gaining 6 points to close at 16.52, oil prices up 77 cents to $49.62 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. We'll also talk with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady about the lack of oversight of the TARP funds. And when we come back on the program, America's Ocean of Debt. We talk with former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker. Stay with us.